hate, no hype, no fear.
You're listening to Truth Frequency Radio.
We are TFR.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Hello and welcome to Angry Beaver Radio here on TruthFrequencyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Canada, the globalist occupied country, formerly known as Canada anyway. And we're here with Mark and Michael, and we also have a guest, Marcia, from the west coast of Canada. We've had her on a couple of times. If you check out Angry Beaver Radio over on our blog, and you just search for Brave New Schools, or Morgellons, you should be able to find the two full interviews that we did with Marcia. And anyways, today we would like to talk about, one of the things we'd like to talk about is narcissism going on that seems to be rampant in today's society, from the mild narcissist to the extreme narcissist to the narcissistic sociopath, which is, I would consider many of our world leaders, and whether it's our senator or our prime minister or premier of Ontario or whoever it is, these people seem to be the not just narcissists but sociopaths. So we've got Marcia on with us, and we'd like to talk about some of these subjects here. Now, Marcia, I don't know where you'd like to start with the topic of narcissism.
Okay, I'll just get going. Well, a lot of people know me from YouTube as Traitors Beware, or M from Canada One. And if they are subscribers to my channel, they will know that I have been focusing on personality disorders, which cover narcissists, which are called malignant narcissists. These are not people with healthy narcissism. Borderline personality disorders, something called antisocial personality disorder, which is the same as sociopaths or psychopaths. Also covers emotional manipulators that are addicts, addicted to whatever, doesn't have to be drugs or alcohol. And they're enablers, which are termed as codependents, both active and passive. Now, I've done a lot of research into this area because it is rampant today, and a lot of people are actually talking about this, and it is a very hot topic. There's a few people that are experts in this area that have written books. One is a man by the name of Sam Vankin, and he himself has been diagnosed with both of these personality disorders. Another man is Ross Rosenberg, and he is the person that talks specifically about these four types of emotional manipulators and two types of enablers. Also on YouTube, there are specialists who focus on narcissism. One man's channel is called Spartan Life Coach. Another is called Narcissism Survivor. And another one is Ollie Matthews. These three are all men, and I know there are women as well. I just wasn't able to locate them before the program. And what we've got going on in the world today is our world leaders, many of them are actual diagnosable sociopaths or antisocials, this type of personality. And some of these people who are the experts in this area have analyzed these world leaders and come up with their reasoning to back up why they are actually, you know, basically psychopaths. So I've got some lists here just to go through with the particular characteristics that I'd like to talk about today that are identifiers for a person who suffers from malignant narcissism and also people that would be diagnosed as antisocial personality disorder, sociopath, or psychopath. Most of the world's leaders today that are the cause of death of millions and billions of people often would be diagnosable as a sociopath. So first of all, let's just get into the qualities of a narcissist. Well, the number one quality is here is a person who is considered to be self-important over others' importance. So that's their number one focus is on their own importance. For example, they might feel that they are very good looking. They are very, very smart, or they are very, very talented. So they feel that because they have these special qualities, they are special people and they deserve to be treated differently than the ordinary person. So they might believe that they're one of a kind. They're very unique. They're so unique that they shouldn't be, associating with ordinary people. Okay, because they're just above them all. These people need to be flattered. They need to be admired. And so they'll boast often about their so-called accomplishments. And when you go to verify these so-called accomplishments, you really come up with a bunch of nothing, right? So they don't seem to have the associated accomplishments, you know, according to their self-importance. Because they're so special, they feel that they're entitled to more things than you are or the ordinary person. So they definitely will have a sense of entitlement over and above what others are entitled to. So it wouldn't matter what the situation was, they should get more. They're entitled to the better piece, that sort of thing. One of the things about a narcissist is they exploit others for what they need. So they don't really care about what you need. They'll exploit you to get what they need, okay? They are people that lack empathy. They have no real feelings for the needs of others. They actually lack the ability to be empathetic. It's almost like a disability, okay? One of the chief characteristics of a narcissist is they're very envious of others who are getting more attention than they are. So, for example, it doesn't matter what field they're in, you know, as far as their profession or their work, they are always envious of the one who's getting the promotion, who's getting the move, who's being recognized in the company paper, that sort of thing. So they're very envious of others. If their neighbor gets a new truck, well, they got to get a bigger one and a better one. If their relative gets a new house, they have to get a bigger and a better one. So because they're envious of others, they can be very materialistic, okay, as well. They have an attitude about them which is very arrogant. A lot of people would say, wow, is that person ever arrogant? They're very short with others and almost haughty. And they have the unmistakable narcissistic grin. And we see this in a lot of our world leaders today. The ability to smile, you know, even when they're, you know, talking about something that's, you know, it's so inappropriate. They're always grinning. They're always smiling all the time in an inappropriate sort of a way. So those are just some of the basic characteristics which easily identify the narcissist. Now, there are characteristics that these two types of people, and let's just call them people, that are in common, but I'm just trying to focus now on the ones where they're a little bit different. Now, I'm just going to go into the antisocial, sociopath, and psychopath characteristics. First of all, these people are super charismatic. It's not an act. They actually are very charismatic. And that's where you get the politicians. They're able to woo you. People like Barack Obama are very charismatic. They're able to get out there and woo the crowd and say something or not be held accountable, but they just seem to get away with it. There's a lot of world leaders today that are extremely charismatic. Because they're so charismatic, they actually have the ability to attract a lot of people to them, okay? So they will have a lot of followers. So you have to have a lot of followers in order to get elected, right, to become a world leader or a leader in any way, shape, or form. So this person naturally would have the ability to attract other people. So we're getting into the idea here that the narcissist is more of an actor and the sociopath, the psychopath, is kind of actually just born that way, okay? That's just one way of looking at it. This person also has a great deal of sexual magnetism. They're able to attract sexual partners. They're able to get what they want sexually, be it through some sort of perversion or some sort of, deviant type behavior. So it has more to do with them being able to, through their charisma, through their whatever, to get what they want from anybody, basically. And they don't really have a sense of morality, wrong or right. If it's good for them, it's right. Okay? That's all it is. Okay? So they're more willing to break the law than the narcissist. They're more willing to completely ignore the law. So now you get into the leaders in the United States and Canada today who really feel they're above the law. They're bordering on sociopathy, okay? They're the people that really believe they are above the law. That law is not for them. These people will also participate in what others perceive as irrational behavior. It doesn't, you know, you wonder what they're thinking. Like, it just doesn't look rational. And also, they'll participate in very risky behavior. Okay, that's not good for a world leader to have. When they will take extreme risks, okay, without logic behind it. And you come to the idea, now we're on the precipice of nuclear war. It's very risky to have these sociopaths in power because often their behavior, their thinking is not rational. And also they will act in a very risky way. The sociopath will tell the most outrageous lie right to your face when the evidence is right in front. They really are, they appear just as so outrageous. So when you get that feeling when you're listening to a world leader or a leader in your country, so that's an outrageous lie. You're probably looking at a sociopath. Now remember, when we're talking about these, it's not just one that identifies a person. You have to have many of these characteristics, okay? A sociopath has the attitude of winning at all costs. Again, a very dangerous trait to have in a world leader. We're talking about war now. They will win at all costs. They will experiment in science without any sense of any limits, okay? No matter what, okay, they will do whatever it takes. And this is not a good thing when you've got somebody who participates in irrational and risky behavior. Often these people are have above normal intelligence, and they use that to manipulate other people. Instead of using that for good, they use it for their own benefit. Both of these people, I would say, are incapable of ordinary, normal love, reciprocal love. They don't have that in them. It's not something that they have the ability to do. They don't even really understand it, and also they don't really care. The sociopath or this type of person is often a hypnotic storyteller. The way they can veer off the path of the topic and talk about something, a funny little story or something like that, and you do notice that a lot with Barack Obama, joking with people, that sort of thing, and not really being serious, not acting or behaving in a serious, accountable way. The sociopath never apologizes because that would make them appear weak. They never admit they're wrong. They never admit they're guilty. So these people, the sociopath, antisocial, or psychopath, are more likely to be in high positions of power because of their ability to attract people, to take high risks, and that sort of thing. That is why you'll find these people at the top heads of the world's financial institutions. Okay, these are the types of personalities that you will have. Also, the big heads of companies, big major companies, world global companies will often have these types of characteristics at the top. They find and groom these particular types of people through giving personality tests. Often in all of these types of employment, people are subjected now to personality tests, and they deliberately hire psychopaths, sociopaths, and these types, and also narcissists, because they, the people that are doing the hiring, okay, know exactly which buttons to push to get them to do what they want. And eventually these people rise to the top. So I'm just going to continue now. A narcissist is basically indifferent, okay? And they act indifferent, okay? It doesn't matter what it has to do with. If it hasn't got to do with them, they're indifferent. They're not interested in your life, what you do. They're not interested in anything about you. They're indifferent. They're also very callous. They don't show that they give a hoot. And they don't have any consideration for how their treatment of others affects those other people. They really don't care less. And again, these are not good characteristics to have at the top in our world leaders. Narcissists in particular use their interpersonal interactions with others to feed their need to reconfirm their self-importance. So anything that, you know, fits in with that, that's the person that's going to be in their circle. So you don't have people that aren't following a world leader, that aren't feeding him this narcissistic supply, telling him on a continual basis, boosting him up. And these are the people that are in these political parties that are pushing them through. They're continually feeding this supply to this person, feeding their ego to get them to keep going, to get them to keep pushing through. Also, you find these types of personalities in high income sales positions. Any high income sales positions, many financial advisors. I was a financial advisor. It's very, very prominent in the high income earners. And they are also very charismatic and can attract a lot of customers to them. So because of that, these are people that get through, get hired, okay? They can also use interpersonal relationships, and people are trained in financial industries to use interpersonal relationships in order to gather assets for the company. And they're all taught, when we went to broker school, you're all taught neuro-linguistic programming. It's taught to you on day one, you know, before you even get your license. And there's a reason in that is that psychology sells, and people that can understand the motivations of people and how to get them to act in a certain way are highly valued, not only in the financial industry, but any company, the pharmaceutical industry especially, attracts these types of, and they make a lot of money, extremely high income earners. Now, because of their indifference, callousness, and careless treatment of others, the narcissist is evil because of it. It's incidental. The narcissist actually needs other people. You can't get any narcissistic supply, flattery. What good is a politician without any people, right? So, same thing. Now, with the antisocial type of personality, these ones are more likely to use rage in order to control and manipulate people into submission. We've heard of rages in the White House often, okay? And rage in order to control, manipulate people. They also use rage against other world leaders that they want to incite into a conflict. So they use their rage in order to incite conflict, okay? Conflict amongst others, that sort of thing. Also, sometimes these people can be sadistic. They actually take pleasure in inflicting pain and in deceiving others. They actually find it funny. Now, I don't know if you guys watched the Game of Thrones, but that character is Joffrey. And Joffrey is a classic, he would be a classic psychopath who is sadistic. So this type of person has less interpersonal relationships than the narcissist / salesperson type would have. They would have a smaller circle around them. And you think of world leaders or even religious leaders who have a very tight circle around them. This person has more tendency to be this type of personality rather than a narcissist. Some of these people are actually deliberately evil. Okay, you also will get into the type of personality which is called a megalomaniac. Megalomaniac would actually use fear, instill fear in others as a way to manipulate. Whereas a narcissist isn't as likely to do that, instill fear in others.
We're coming up.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the plan
problem? Yeah, definitely a secondary explosion. But we was inside waiting to go upstairs, and on our way upstairs, the whole thing blew.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S. USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Exposing faux capitalism with Jason Earp.
Sundays on Truth Frequency Radio.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea. A new world order.
What if what they really want is for us to herd children in the stadiums like we're doing? And put soldiers on the street and have Americans looking over their shoulders. Bend the law. Shred the Constitution just a little bit. Because if we torture him, General, we do that and everything that we have bled and fought and died for is over. And they've won.
To Angry Beaver Radio here on TruthFrequencyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Canada. And we're here with our guest, Marcia, from the West Coast. And we've been talking about sociopaths and narcissists. But before we get back to what we were talking about, I believe we're into the megalomaniac part. Michael here, my co-host, would like to do some shout-outs to some of the listeners.
Yeah, I want to give out a good hello to Reynaldo. He's one of my coworkers at work, and I hope he's listening. Welcome to the listening show, and all the others that I've give out cards to, and hope you're listening too, and I hope you're enjoying the show. The first half hour is great. Let's keep it up. Thanks.
Okay, so anyways, getting back to what we were talking about, I think you left off at megalomaniacs.
Okay, I'm just going to continue. I was actually talking about the antisocial psychopath and sociopath. Now, in particular, the megalomaniac character was the one that was sadistic, like Joffrey from the Game of Thrones character, if anybody watches that show. They're sadistic and take pleasure in inflicting pain. So that one in particular is to the type of person that would be have that diagnosis. And there are world leaders like that today. So the antisocial psychopath and sociopath don't need people like the narcissist does. They're more likely to have a little tight group around them. And we're going to get into cult leaders, but before I get into that, I want to just talk briefly about some of the tactics that they use in their manipulation. And these would be used by both of these types of individuals. Now, one of them is called gaslighting. And these people try to convince you that your perception is wrong. Okay. Well, what are the world leaders doing today? They're trying to convince everybody that their perception is wrong. Okay. That, certain events were not inside jobs or false flag events when the evidence proves otherwise. And they don't look at the evidence. They use this gaslighting is a form of manipulation, mind control, basically. And so these people never take responsibility or for their actions. They don't take, they're never wrong. And so if they're accused of something, they just put it onto somebody else. So they project that blame onto somebody else. And so they'll say things like, well, I was provoked, or you're overreacting, taking things too seriously. And that sort of thing just gives you some ideas of some of the tactics that they use. But they never take responsibility. And the psychopath types actually are a way of manipulating other people so that often don't even get charged with anything. So they're narcissists and these other personalities as well, the sociopath, they're masters of making people doubt themselves, okay? And that's why people are so easily manipulated by them. And so they get people to begin to doubt themselves or doubt the evidence, okay? Another thing they will do is they use tactics such as, just a sec here, I've got to check my notes. They use a triangulation in order to communicate. So they don't really communicate directly to other world leaders. They communicate by talking about these other leaders to other people. So what triangulation basically is instead of talking directly to people and answering their questions directly, they talk through other people. And so there's a lot of miscommunication because of that. That seems like the norm. So they never take responsibility for their actions. They project that responsibility onto others. And through this, they also do what is called a smear campaign. Now, we all know that politicians are excellent at this, smearing the other competitors, the other politicians. You'll also find this in, as well, high corporate positions, the CEOs and that sort of thing. They actually will smear the other, you know, their competitors. They use different techniques in communication so that there is no communication. And that is called stonewalling. So, for example, if you want to contact a government official about a certain problem, well, they might get back to you. They'll someday, and they keep making you call 100 times and never give you a straight answer. They got to check with so-and-so. And so they're always putting you off. And you see this today in a lot of, as well, the so-called investigations into some sort of type of major societal abuse. Let's say it's police brutality. Well, we're going to have an investigation. We're going to get a committee, and we're going to have this public inquiry. That is all just a stonewalling technique to appease you. Okay, but they're not really going to ever do anything. Nobody's ever going to be held accountable. And then the last technique is called gaslighting. And gaslighting, as I understand it, is just basically trying to convince you that wrong is right. Like, you're wrong about your perception, they're right. And this causes... they use this technique called gaslighting to create in you an uneasiness and an uncomfortableness to make you really question what's going on and even questioning your sanity, as it will. So these are some of the tactics. So you can see these in personal relationships. And because these problems in personality today are rampant, you're going to see this in your personal relationships, not just in politicians. Now, we can get into why is this rampant today? And I'm going to go back to the idea of bonding. We have a lot of people today that are the people that are younger than the baby boomers, okay, some of the younger baby boomers are included in this, but these people as a generation and generations after were not nurtured in the same way as people were in the past, okay? And so they don't have as close of a bond with the family. They don't have a close a sense of loyalty, let's say, to anybody or anything. That sense of loyalty is gone. that sense of, you know, the greater community is gone. And a lot of that has been done deliberately to destroy that togetherness amongst people. So if they're not together, they can't stand up against a tyrannical government, for example. They can't stand up against societal pressure. And so I'm going to have to say that most of that has been created deliberately. Also has been created the destruction of moral conscience. And with that, we get into the bystander effect. And the bystander effect is, for example, there was a little child that was ran over by a vehicle in China. The video went wild on the internet. And unfortunately, that little child eventually died. But people, 18 people walked by and nobody did anything. And that, again, it has to do with they don't really feel any bonding with these other people. They don't feel any sense of responsibility to the greater community. And this is a different sort of a form of, some people would call it narcissism, but it's actually not narcissism. It's more of the opposite of that, which is the sheep mentality. The person who is the enabler, the person who is likely to join a cult. And so we have people that can't think for themselves. They can't assess right from wrong. They look to an authority figure to make that judgment. And so they just walk by. And so, you know, there's nothing clicking in them that they should behave, that could be them. You know, that doesn't even seem to enter their mind. So that's what we're dealing with, that will lead into what I also want to talk about, which is the sheep mentality that we have today as well, which is rampant. So we have people in charge today that have no real emotional connection to the people that they're leading. They don't empathize with the people. It's all just a big act. And so these are not good leaders for society. They're not really tied to the constituents by the heart. They're not connected. And so you hear a lot of New Agers talk about the need to be connected and look at society as a whole. And yes, that's true, but we can't get drawn in as sheep and fall into the same trap again, being under the strong arm of a tyrannical government. So what's going on now is a tyrannical government headed up by these narcissists and psychopaths or sociopaths or antisocials do not have your best interest in mind. They have their best interest in mind. They have no emotional attachment to you. And so the rest of the people, say the 99% of people, are the victims of these other people. They're not interested in your benefit, but they sure are willing to sacrifice you for their cause. And so they're very, very dangerous. They don't have that heart. And by the heart, what I mean is that emotional connectedness to other people. And so I just want to get into the difference between, now what we talked about is the world leader today, which is not a good world leader. And I want to talk about the good world leader. And this is the person who would be considered to be the good shepherd leading his sheep. The person who is more exemplifies the characteristics of Christ. Okay, what people think of as Christ. And then we're not talking about religion, we're talking about an archetype here. Now the Good Shepherd sacrifices himself for the sake of others. Okay, they go out on the limb. They work harder than others. They give more time than others. They give more money than others. That's sort of a leader. They have authority, which is based upon earned respect of others, not charisma, but people respect them because they've earned their respect. This type of a leader, the Good Shepherd, will also have a mother or fatherly, let's just call it presence, rather than a foreboding type of presence that these other people have. And so you will want to be around them because you feel like you're in the presence of your father, your good father, or your good mother. They nurture you. They build you up. They raise you up. They allow you to have your best potential. And that's as opposed to world leaders today that are dumbing down the population, as we talked about in one of our other interviews, through the Common Core curriculum, which transposed into the Common Core education, which is actually the Communist Core. And that is getting the people to actually behave like sheep to a tyrannical leader rather than a good shepherd. The good shepherd leader is a brave person, not a bully like the other people. They react calmly and rationally, not irrationally, and take a lot of risks. Now, this type of person that I'm speaking of is the image that a lot of people will have of a particular world leader today. And I'm not going to get into too many names here. But a lot of people today have this image of Vladimir Putin. Okay? Whether it's true or not, this is what he exemplifies. A person who's brave, not a bully. Also a person who is humble, not a braggart. Not somebody that's out there bragging and wanting all the attention, wanting all the glory. And so you have the good leader or the good shepherd, a person who is strong versus somebody, the sociopath or antisocial or what's the other one? Anyhow, you know what I'm talking about. Versus being a bully, being domineering. The person who's actually kind versus unkind, you know. The person who's bold and brave, but not a bully. Somebody who's humble, not a braggart. Somebody who's proud, but not arrogant. And somebody who's a real person, not a fake. Somebody who's a giver and not a taker. So what type of people actually are holding up these antisocials, psychopaths, and sociopathic leader? What are their characteristics? First of all, this person idealizes the leader. Now, this can also be the leader of a cult. Okay, it doesn't matter what kind of a cult. But you talk about the people that are pushing for a certain political leader. They're the ones who are enabling it. So they idealize this person, this leader or this cult leader. Why do they idealize them? Because they actually don't want to lead. They have no interest in leading. They want to actually be led. They want to follow. They actually want to idealize somebody. So they rely on this prominent figure as their authority. They look to this person as an authority, and they rely upon the other person, the leader's moral judgment, rather than their own. These people are very, very fearful of anything that will result in them being stigmatized socially. And so because they fear that, they're easy to manipulate. They don't question authority and they don't even critique authority. They just don't do it. They take the official or the dominant perspective of the problem or event. They don't actually use their own minds. They don't question it. They don't even critique it. They have a herd mentality. They look to others as to how they should act. They don't actually think in their own mind how they should act. And a good sign of that, again, is what's called the bystander effect. They look to others to take responsibility, to take care of things. They actually blame the weak. They blame the sick. They blame those who are unemployed. They blame those who are disabled. They blame those who are poor, without food and water. It must be all their fault. Okay? And at the same time, they are blaming the most weak, taking advantage of the most weak. They're actually boosting up these psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists, and antisocials, building them up, pushing, getting their media out there, supporting them, joining the group, rah, rah, rah. So these people value people that make things easy for them. They don't have to think. Well, that makes sense. That sounds pretty good. They go along with that. They value not having to think for themselves. They value not having to debate anything. They just want to stay in their peaceful place. Let others do it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the end results. They believe anything which is enforced by social pressure or the status of others. So, for example, if it's a big movie star does it, or a music star, well, if they're doing it, well, they should do it. They should follow their lead. They should take their lead. And that's, you know, we've got the societal changes and how quickly and easily they take over through the, as we know, the people that own all of the media and are basically controlling reality as it is today. They have an obsessive need to conform to others. They just can't, they have to conform. They just can't not act any different. They have an obsess over it. And these people are obsessed with rules and regulations and what the law says. And they will follow these rules and they will obey no matter what. They don't question anything. And these people are very, very dangerous, especially if they're working in positions where they are behind a gun or a weapon, because they're not going to question. They're just going to obey orders and they're going to say that it was their job. They were just doing their job. They were just following rules. They were just obeying the leader, and he was right about everything. And so these are very dangerous people that we have going on today. Call them the 99%. So these people are also typical cult members. They're joiners. They're followers. They're blind followers. They follow somebody blindly, without doing the research first. They are obsessed with obeying the rules, getting the permit, getting, you know, following exactly every little thing that needs to be done. They have a strong need to belong to the group. They don't want to be singled out. They don't want to look like the black sheep. They want to look like everybody else. They want to belong. So if being, you know, altering yourself in order to belong, they're willing to do that. They have very low self-esteem compared to the sociopaths. The sociopath is the opposite. They lack the ability to think critically. And they think that as long as they are performing the task perfectly, according to the rules, according to the book, according to the manager's instructions, that they personally will be rewarded in their life and that they will never ever have to be accountable to others. And so this person is also, you know, basically rampant today. And so, you know, we can say this is the result of what we talked about before. The push for global communism or socialism. And as you guys already know, Canada's basically a socialist nation. We have one of the highest tax rates in the world. The combined taxes on individual income in Canada is astonishing for what you actually get for your money. And so it's more having to take personal accountability away from the individual and put that onto the state. But the state is never held accountable, ever. Okay, and that's really what's going on in the United States and Canada and most of the Commonwealth nations today. So, well, that's all I've got there for notes right now.
Well, we're coming up to the break. We'll be back after this with some commentary and maybe some questions with the rest of the crew. You're listening to Angry Beaver Radio on Truth Frequency Radio.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
We are submersed in a construct that was designed to break us and keep us broken. But it hasn't. It failed. We still go on because we were designed from an eternal template of infinite creativity and not a synthetic house of cards built on pride and false power. Breaking free from the programs and paradigms that hold us down takes courage, endurance, tenacity, and trust. The reason it is so hard is because to be a free and sovereign being, we have to smash every lie, even if it hurts. It is good to be reminded of how resilient, unbreakable, magnificent, and powerful we truly are. And if anything provides a foundation for that, it is the book, Our Universal Journey. Go to ouruniversaljourney.com.au.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
You must unite what is inside us.
We are TFR. Truth Frequency Radio.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Welcome back to Angry Beaver Radio here on TruthFrequencyRadio.com. And we're here with our guest Marcia from the west coast of Canada. You can check out her YouTube channel over at Traitors Beware. And we've been talking about narcissism, psychopaths, sociopaths, you know, megalomaniacs, and the herd that seems to blindly follow them with this herd mentality that'll just, you know, blindly go along with the mainstream narrative without questioning any of what they're being told. So anyways, we just heard a great presentation by Marcia here the first hour. And any commentary from Mark or Michael?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm hearing all of this because, like, for me, I think I deal with this every day being at work. And Marcia, how about the people that actually talk behind your back, you know, ridicule you, and they're on their phones, you know, texting each other, all this kind of stuff. Oh, so-and-so is doing that, blah, blah, blah. But when they're out in front of you, they're all nice and saying, hi, how are you? Good to see you, and all this kind of stuff. What kind of people are those?
Well, I think that this particular behavior in itself would not be enough to identify a person as being a narcissist, or let's just call them a sociopath. It wouldn't be enough in itself. But to be honest with you, it is a very popular tactic of a person who has a narcissistic personality disorder. And what they will do is kind of insidious. They do this behind your back. And they'll do it over decades, like for years. And looking back on it, you'll say, well, yeah, I kind of remember when it started, you know. But when it's going on, you're not aware of it. So if they have that type of personality behavior along with some of these others, they are probably a person you don't want to associate with. And they're dangerous, okay? They're dangerous to you, because they're ruining your reputation, okay, behind your back. And so in that way, they're dangerous. Now, I do have another thing to say about people who spend a lot of time talking about other people. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Mostly it comes around to being bad. Yes, a lot of them are the 99%, the people we've been talking about, the ones who follow all the rules. The ones who just don't really have any thoughts of their own. They just like to get fed the news, etc. Those people don't have any thoughts of their own. So when they initiate a conversation with others, they don't really want to talk about anything, the news or anything. So they are just talking about other people because they think it's a safe topic. So I think that could be part of it.
Yeah, because you know these type of people, because you're working with them all the time. You know, they don't just do it to you. They do it to other people. And sometimes they have that child mentality where if you say anything to them or something like that, they'll go right on their phones and they start, you know, texting their superiors and say, oh, guess what so-and-so said to me and all this kind of stuff. So that's that child mentality that a lot of them do have. And I get that at work all the time from the higher-ups. They won't talk to you. They basically want to avoid you. If they're coming into work near the same time you are, or if you're getting off work or, and then they're starting to work, they'll basically come in and they'll look around to see if you're around. And then they'll just go to wherever, to their offices or whatever. They try to avoid you as much as they can because they know they're in the wrong.
One of the things that's behind this reporting others in the workplace through the cell phones, like when it happens, and the let's call them the sociopaths who are in charge, managers, okay, the higher up managers. Well, this is all in part of the communistic agenda, and people are encouraged to rat on their neighbor, and so that when the police want to come in the middle of the night and raid people's homes down in the States, for example, they're going to know where everybody is already, right? So it's the idea of people being informants, and not paid informants, but is in a communistic way, you know?
Now, just to touch on that, there's, you know, there's the whole, you know, rat on your fellow employee type thing, the whole snitch society. But I mean, you've got Subway sandwiches, from what I understand, have microphone and cameras built in so that they can always eavesdrop on their workers who are manning the sandwich store. So they don't even need the fellow employees to rat them out because they're basically under surveillance the entire time. And that's the big food chain that Miss Obama endorses. Eat your GMO slop and get in shape at the prison sandwich shop, the sandwich shop prison cell. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right. But the idea, like, it wasn't there a website. I remember making videos about it a few years ago where people wanted people to write in and report about negative Obama talk and stuff like that. And that's total communism, you know, total communism. And also it has the, we could get into that a little bit more. It has to do with the people who were controlling, let's call it the social order. I like to refer to it as the social order. Have you been noticing that they've been actually promoting any kind of trash? The more trashy and low life something is, the more it's being promoted. And I think that gets into a little bit about what you were talking about, Johnny.
Right. Now, what I've noticed is that what we used to see on the Jerry Springer show, you know, 10, 15 years ago or whatever it was so over the top absurd. It was ridiculous. But now fast forward to today and it's like half the population looks like Jerry Springer fighting and throwing lawn chairs at each other out on their front lawns.
That's exactly right. And in the movies, it goes even further. We had there was a lady that was so excited about getting her Obama phone, and they made such a big stink about it. Like, it was just, the view count on that was just incredible. But what I've noticed in the movies, and I'm sure you've noticed it, I'm going to call it bathroom humor. I don't like bathroom humor. I don't like discussion of our bodily functions in that way. And it's being promoted through the movies, and it all has to do with this dehumanization, humiliation, you know, getting pat downs at the airport. It's reducing human beings to even, you know, so that they accept being treated worse than animals, actually. And so it's degrading the human being. And so people need to rise above this type of behavior. And Johnny, you're right. That behavior that we used to only see for entertainment purposes is now every day.
Right. Oh, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Marcia and gentlemen, those shows going back to the 50s, those shows like I Love Lucy and The Honeymooners, I heard one source saying that that's like, let's say, the I Love Lucy is you have Lucy being sneaky and going behind Ricky's back and lying. And then, okay, in the end, they make, says, oh, I'm sorry, Ricky. Someone keeps a source told me that they are trying to teach you that as a norm to argue and to lie like that. What do you think about that, Marcia, as an example?
I think that's an excellent example. One of the things that they were promoting way back then with the Honeymooners was that women, were histrionic in their behavior, and their behavior wasn't rational. And what came as a result of that was a massive diagnosis of women with some sort of a fake mental illness in order to basically control them. It was just one of the most terrible things. Now, these women in particular, from that time period that you're talking about, the Honeymooners, and just before the 60s, those people are just so badly messed up. They've been on their classic pill heads. They've been on these meds from back then. And so that was just another form of societal control, in my opinion. And, go ahead.
And, I think a lot of women sometimes enjoyed the way on the Honeymoon is that, that Alice actually would tell him off and tell him, you know, where to go and all this stuff. I think a lot of women got empowered by a woman standing up to her bully husband who thought he was right. As you were saying before, always thought he was right at the time.
Well, I think that part of the program was probably good because during that time period and even after, the abuse, physical abuse of women was quite rampant at the time. And you had this portrayal in The Honeymooners, and then you had the portrayal in the Archie Bunker program with Archie Bunker and
Edith
Bunker. So these women were supposed to be submissive. They were not supposed to have a brain or a thought in their heads and, you know, just keep your place. Now, what's going on today, Mark, is absolutely the similar thing to what you're saying. And it has to do with the acceptance of rape, okay, in the world. You hear about, excuse me. You hear about this in the news all the time. Rape is an acceptable form in wartime, according to many people that are famous writers of war. It's a military tactic, which is a form of violence against the man as well as the women. But the purpose of it is to demoralize the men who are fighting against the enemy. But now we have it as the promotion of, in Islam, it's okay for a man to, you know, beat his wife, to do this, to do that. I mean, it in many ways, they're actually promoting violence against women as being acceptable. In addition to promoting sexual perversion against children as normal. These people that are the sheep, okay, are kind of buying into these ideas because they don't want to think for themselves. And so they are being manipulated. And that includes the lowering of the age of consent for marriage in many countries. And we're talking Commonwealth countries now are lowering that age to make marriage with children legal. And so there's so much going on, and you're right. Now one can ask themselves, how does it happen? Well, then we have to go back to the world leaders and the people who are enabling it, the 99%, who are more than willing to accept the mind control, knowingly willing to accept it. They're not idiots. They're knowingly accepting it. Okay, people say, we've got to educate people. No, that's not it. Okay, a lot of these people are educated. They're choosing to be the way they are.
And what do you think about the feminist movement as well? Maybe you can get in a short spot about that one. Whether you think that was another way of, you know, like getting the opposites, men and women, to try and seed for a dominance type of thing. What do you think happened with that one?
Well, I think that any major social change that has been going on probably in about the past 100 years has not been occurring naturally, not in any way, shape, or form. Any protests there's organizers behind it who work for the powers, these psychopaths, etc. They're the ones who are behind. Even you go back to the 60s protesting the war, these organizations were actually behind all this. And so it was in part to manipulate an entire culture. So in order to manipulate an entire culture, you have to enforce a form of passiveness upon the people, like that it's, you know, people are going to passively accept what's going down. And so in order to push this, you have to push, you know, the idea of peace at all costs and that sort of thing. So it's the opposite extreme. And so when people are going to these protests and et cetera, what they're not very wary of is that a lot of times they are being manipulated. And I noticed that there was a protest, forget what country it was recently, and all these people were standing along the street. And it seemed to me it was to protest discrimination. And I looked at the video and I thought, I wonder just how many of those people, if you went up to them with a microphone and interviewed them one by one and asked them what they were protesting for, I don't think they'd know. Okay, that's a fact, because most people don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know why they're participating in things. They just simply want to go along to the event. They want to join others. They don't really think about the consequences of that. So I've been telling people for quite a long time and making videos about these so-called peaceful protests. The only one that's going to be peaceful there is you, but the people that are organizing it, that are behind it, are there to make a scene. They're there to make an example of others, to show you their police strength, their new weaponry, etc. So you're just feeding them when you're going to these. There's much better ways of protesting, for example, against financial institutions. And I've been telling people this for years since I blew the whistle on HSBC. But if you really want to protest against a particular bank, stop dealing with them, for one. Stop using anything with their logo on it. And if everybody did that, these organizations would be out of business. But the sheep don't want that to happen. They want to go along with it because it just disrupts their so-called peaceful state. And so, you know, it's a lot like the Matrix movie when he said, you know, these are our enemies. These are the people in the social order, the ones going along with everything. And so think of it as a sort of a passive aggressive way they have about them. And this is where we get these terrible laws to put spikes down so homeless people can't sleep. We have churches spraying water on homeless people before the service to get them to move off the property. That's not what churches used to be about. And so these are the people that are dangerous to us, society as a whole. They're making too many rules. They're making vaccines mandatory. And they're the ones who are feeding into the plan of the psychopaths. And they're doing it willingly. Mm-hmm. You know,
what do you think of our Bill of Rights and our Constitution here in Canada? Were they made up from what God wanted, or do you think they were just made up by man? That's been going through my mind lately.
Well, I don't really know what the relevance of that particular, as it is, according to what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. However, I can tell you that in Canada in particular, it's not the way that most Canadians think it is. And so Prime Minister Harper was right in at least one thing that he said. And what he said was that, and I don't have the quote right in front of me, but he said that Canadians didn't give a damn about what went on in Parliament. And I can assure you he's right about that. And that's why, because it's the 99% that aren't really interested. They'll vote for the same guy year after year. It doesn't matter to them as long as they don't have to think. They don't like change, okay? They just don't like it. And so they are literally the boiling frog, and before they know it, they're going to be cooked, you know?
Yeah, Marcia. I know people like that. They just go along to get along, and you know, they think, oh, well, what's the use of voting for? Because it's not going to do anything anyway. They're going to do the same thing, you know, your elected officials anyway, right? And I said, well, you know why that is? It's because you don't want to do anything. That's why. You don't want to step up. You'd rather have things just stay, as long as it doesn't bother you or get in front of your face, like right in front of your face, you won't do a thing. But what happens if they come and take your child support away from you or something like that? Is that the time you're going to start speaking up?
Well, I think it's even worse than that, because what happens when they come to take your actual child away from you because you didn't take them for the forced vaccination that your leaders voted into law and you went along with it. You didn't protest it. You didn't oppose it. You trust these people 100%. It's like, you know, telling people, okay, radiation isn't going to harm you. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. So don't worry about it, right? And that's sort of the mentality of a lot of Canadians. I tried to talk to a lot of Canadians about the problem with radiation, and they just actually don't even think about it. They trust the government to take care of that problem. But they don't realize that radiation has reached the West Coast. They don't. For some reason, they think it's not going to affect them. That's okay. But they don't realize the genetic damage down the road. We only have to look to Chernobyl to look at the effects of that on the surface and the people that live there and the number of birth defects and deaths of, unborn babies and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, things like that do concern me, and I'm thinking, you know, like if you're not doing anything good to your children and saying, well, I don't want to take my kid to take a vaccine, so I'm not going to give my kid a vaccine. But if you're just going along with the system and letting them do whatever they want to your child, that's child abuse right there.
It's a different form of abuse. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's going to affect the child quite negatively. But it's so insipid that I can assure you that I'm a mother, you know, and I can tell you that as a mother, you want to do the best for your child. And you read a lot of books and you trust a lot of doctors and you trust a lot of other mothers. And the other mothers say, oh, yeah, like I got my kid vaccinated. Nothing happened to them. They're totally fine, you know. And so, you know, they're under an enormous amount of peer pressure to be a good mother, to do the right thing. And I know when I gave my child the last vaccine I gave her, she's an adult now, but I did it. I hate to admit it. I did it because I felt pressure from the society to do it. What happened in my case is I became fearful because there was an actual case of that in which a teenager died from that disease in the same city I lived in. And I just couldn't stop thinking, well, what if it's my child, you know? And so I did it. That's what you do. You don't look at it and say, well, how many children were killed from the vaccine? Because at the time, these statistics weren't readily available, you know? And so I think we did harm our children a lot through the vaccinations, unknowingly, and also by taking doctors' advice with regard to so-called manufactured mental illnesses that they labeled our kids with when they were really suffering from all the additives and poisons, et cetera, that were being put in the food, you know, and they were telling us, oh, your kid's hyperactive or it's from too much sugar, you know, they need medicine, they got a disability. Or
The doctor that came out with the diagnosis for ADD admitted before he died that it doesn't even exist. It was made up. It was a made up disorder. And still today, Canadian teachers, not doctors, teachers are sending the kids home telling their parents saying, you got to get him on Ritalin. He has ADD.
Oh, and I know a grown adult child from my time period as a parent who was diagnosed with, they called it back then, hyperactive disorder. And they put him on Ritalin. And that being on Ritalin just messed him up so badly, it's not even funny. And what the problem is what you had going on, and I can tell you, assure you, like I was a parent then, so the children were being not taught properly in school.
Well, we have a break coming up, everybody. We'll be right back.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN. Worldwide.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder. We still, and after 9/11, we've been more sensitive to the.
So we have to shape an international order that can meet the challenges of our generation.
Welcome back to Angry Beaver Radio here on TruthFrequencyRadio.com. And we're here with our guest, Marcia, from the west coast of Canada. You can check out her YouTube channel over at M from Canada 1, and also Traders Beware is the other channel there. And we've been talking about sociopaths and psychopaths and social engineering, and we got into the children at these schools who are being doped up on Ritalin. And how ADD, the diagnosis for it, the person who came out with the diagnosis, admitted that it was a bunch of BS to sell pharmaceuticals to the kids. And even though that admission has come out and has been out there for over a year now, the schools, not doctors, but the schools are now still sending the kids to go get Ritalin from their doctors. And they're keeping up with the ADD charade because they just turn them into pilled out zombies that become obedient sheep. They, you know, they just go along with whatever they're told.
Yeah. So what they do is they take any sort of child that actually has a mind of his own, you know, has thoughts of his own. And because he's not going along with the social program, they drug him into submission just like they do adults. It's the same sort of thing. Now, you're right, the psychopaths and sociopaths and antisocials are actually running the education and the pharmaceutical industry. And they're out for making money. You're absolutely right. And they use the technique in the actual classrooms, and I guess that's what I was getting at, where they actually confuse the children rather than teach them. They get their minds all messed up, and a lot of it's done through mathematics. I noticed it myself through mathematics. And they started, this happened after I was in high school. So I'm not exactly sure when it began, perhaps in the 80s, early 80s. But they started to get a meme out there that women were not good at mathematics. They just didn't have it in them. They couldn't understand algebra. They were no good at sciences. It was absolutely ridiculous. We have women that were doctors like a long time ago. You can't be a doctor without having a good scientific and mathematical mind. And so you had the confusion in teaching them how to read. I'm sure it started in the early 80s. They changed the curriculum. They eliminated phonics. They eliminated a lot of things that were necessary. And they began confusing the children. And so then you had a lot of children eventually dropping out of school because they just couldn't take it. They just couldn't handle either the mind control or the, you know, having to fit in a certain box. And as we know, it's really an oppressive thing. You feel it in these children. And we go back to Zbigniew Zabrinsky, who talked about this push towards communism, socialism, this form where you have a tyrannical government controlling the masses. And he talked about how many decades it took to do that. And so this is the battle we're up against with the 99%. It's a huge battle. It's going to take decades to undo. And so one has to be rational in accepting the status quo. That is what the end result we're at today. And so in order to get people to wake up, it's going to take a long time. First fluoride, vaccinations, GMOs, you know, trying to get people to join together and unite and not always allow or rely upon intervention from outside government sources, which are being complete manipulation.
Yeah, going back, Marcia, 1 second about the school system and the indoctrination that's going on in them. And I was in a coffee shop nearby last weekend, and there was a teacher there, and she was with her friends. I don't know if the others were teachers as well, but she was just going on talking about nothing, as if everything was fine. She wasn't questioning what she was teaching, you know, during the week or not. She was just there as if nothing's wrong. Just go ahead and do what I'm doing, you know. It made me sick, you know. They don't talk about anything that's, you know, like any substance, you know.
That's right. Back in, you know, the 60s and the 70s, we had a lot of people speaking out with megaphones and stand up with crowds of people. Now, as I recall it, there were people that accumulated in areas more often back then than do now. People now accumulate on the internet. They don't communicate physically. And so it makes it a bit more difficult to do anything on the local end, because you have to actually get people to gather together. Now, in order to get people to gather together, people look to these sociopaths, unfortunately, because they have some sort of charisma. So, you know, part of the problem we have as society is most of us are not all that charismatic. You know, most of us cannot attract a lot of people. So in the YouTube community, we know the ones who are speaking out the most, the ones who have the most subscriptions and active hits on their videos, who are real, let's just say they are the good shepherds leading the people. As the ones that have the charisma, the ability to attract people, to get people to unite, is very important. But as you know, the major psychopaths, antisocials, narcissists, etc., at the top, they're not going to allow that. And they are not afraid to use force to stop it. Because remember, they don't have any feelings for you. You're nothing to them. So if you get in their way, you have to be prepared that they're going to use that against you. So, you know, it has to do with people appealing to people's conscience. People have to have a conscience again. You know, and it's not that you have to bombard your social networks with terrible pictures of police brutality or animal brutality or human brutality, like victims of terrible acts, but you should be willing to talk about it at the workplace. It should be allowed, you know, but people just, it's just not socially acceptable. And the person that does speak out lands up getting shunned in the workplace, like you were talking about, Michael. People start talking about him behind their back, and before you know it, you're out of a job, you know, like, it's a terrible, but you know, the workplace has always been a source of that sort of thing. It's just not a really good environment for, it's a good environment for, you know, the ones that get ahead, as you know. For some reason, they are the ones that are willing to use these underhanded tactics.
Yeah, and plus, you know, a lot of them have, when you're in a crowd of people that got big egos and attitudes, a lot of times it turns into infighting amongst themselves, because one wants to be better than the other, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll do anything to make sure that they are better by putting you mm-hmm. down. And that's how they do things. I see it all the time, you know. I'm the manager, I'm the boss, that's it, you're not. That makes me better than you. I think maybe I'm going overboard with it, but maybe that's what I see in the workplace as well as everywhere else, you know. It's crazy.
I think what you're really getting at, Michael, what you really want to get across is that this social manipulation by these psychopaths, narcissists, antisocials, and sociopaths at the top. They're at the top of the organization as well. And so this is encouraged in today's society. The rest of people are encouraged to be passive, submissive types, go-alongers who allow it, who enable it. And the workplace is just one part of the picture. The education system is another. The workplace is one for certain. People don't get hired if they don't pass a certain personality profile. It's all done online now. I know I don't know how many people you gotta hand over your life to get a job. You gotta have a criminal record check. You've got to produce your identification. Where you were born, often your birth certificate, your social insurance number, your qualifications, you have to prove that. And you basically have to give all that, pass some sort of personality test. But the people that are in charge don't have to do any of that.
Like, yeah, you're right. It was handed to them.
Yeah. And so you see people getting promoted that don't seem to have the qualifications they're asking for, you know? And that's why they have this certain personality profile. So it's rampant today. It's rampant in the workplace. It's rampant in the schools. These younger teachers have been molded to think in a certain way. The older teachers can't take it. They are done. They are burnt out. They are destroyed. They just want to get out. They just want to quit. They want their retirement. I've talked to a lot of them. They can't take it. They're not allowed to teach anything outside of this particular curriculum. The language has been altered and the children are confused, and there's a lot that are disabled. Okay, with autism, etc., from vaccinations and the poisonings in the food. So these poor teachers, you know, the good ones, give her about 10 years or 20 years, but it's not unlike the bankers. I worked 28 years in the financial industry, and I can assure you that the average banker employee, the 99%, is a rule abider. They look up the bank's everything in the rule book, and they just following rules, okay? And it doesn't matter even if they're a lender or they have the discretion, or they're working in an investment position. They have to abide by a certain set of rules. Then at the top, there's the 1% that work in the financial industry. They're the ones who are the derivatives traders, the people that are sitting in the positions for these corporations and financial institutions on the stock exchange, the high rollers, the big time gamblers, they play high and, you know, fast and loose with your money. And so, these are the people that have stepped on everybody's toes to get to the top. And you're right. It's totally in the workplace. And I'm not sure it hasn't always been like that, but today it's encouraged. These people are promoted. This is encouraged. This, the more vicious and cruel they are, the more the company seems to like them.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, you don't want to social with them because sometimes you have an outing to go to and or something like that, and you want to join your coworkers and, you know, having a good time and all that kind of stuff. But I don't do that because I know what goes on and when they're sitting down with each other. They're all talking about the other people and stuff like that. I don't want to talk about things like that. I'm there to enjoy myself, talk about things outside of work. But every time you go to these functions, all you're talking about is well, what somebody else did at work and what the other person's did at work. And it's all garbage, you know. I don't want to have a part of it, so I don't bother joining in anything because I know what
or what game is on TV that day or what TV show or a video game they played. That's what they like to talk about.
And anything that raises any kind of conflict is considered to be unacceptable in the workplace to talk about. It's really gone really way too far. And in the schools and in the workplace, and it's all in the media, okay? Now, one of the things that's out there, I made a video about it the other day. It had to do with placing blame. And, you know, Obama said, oh, the only people that got something to hide are, you know, those, you know, that worry about that are people that got something to hide, which he says exactly what he is, you know. So the bulk of people would rather just go along, and they're the problem. And so you're absolutely right. People are more interested in the politics that is going on in the workplace than is what's going on in the world. They're more interested in the politics in the workplace than what's they're eating for lunch. You know, it's insanity.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I said that before. Sorry, Mike, that, one place I used to work, the head honcho didn't want me bringing in an independent newspaper to work. Whether it be for myself or someone else wants to look at it is fine. Because it was speaking out against, you know, like a different view of what the government will. And the place where I'm working, I worked recently, the boss hasn't said anything. And I have a tablet and I have radio shows downloaded. And sometimes I don't use a headphone and let other people hear it. But he hasn't said anything to me. And most of the people in working there kind of agree with what I'm talking about and are on the same page. So it's a little bit different atmosphere there too. So
you're absolutely right about that. Now that I think about it, when you go to the doctor's office, they never have anything other than mainstream publications. And it's the same on the airplane. They go around, give everybody a big newspaper. It's mainstream publication, but it all has to do with who's got the money. Like, how many of us have the money to print all those papers and hand them out for free, right? And so, yeah, you're right. Everything is being censored. It's even being censored in the workplace. It's being censored in the doctors and the dentist office. And it's people themselves who are always going along with the rules. So, for example, the employer says no other publications other than this. So everybody in the workplace goes along with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because they're all afraid of you losing their job, I guess.
Now, Mark, just in terms of this newspaper publication that was banned from your former workplace, they didn't want you to bring it in. Would it happen to have been a newspaper called the Toronto Street News?
Yes, that was one of them, and the American Free Press I would bring in there. I wanted other people to read it as well, so... And then the boss picked it up and saw his son, who was kind of looking at it and was going to throw it in the garbage. So I asked him, well, you pay me then if you want to throw it in the garbage. You
know? Okay. No, I just wanted to know just for, because, what's his name? Victor Fletcher, owns the Toronto Street News. Mm-hmm. Quite a controversial newspaper that, a lot of people would balk at. But so folks should give that newspaper a look through. I think you can find them on the internet there, Toronto Street News.
So I was wondering if we could just go over these people that are the enablers and what we have to work against as a society is against blind followers. So if people are following blindly, sort of ask them, you know, why they have that particular opinion and that sort of thing. People that are overly obsessed with rules, regulations, and laws and paying fees and getting permits, they're like obsessed with that, okay? People that are incessantly want to belong to the group and they're afraid to make any waves of any kind. They're people that lack self-esteem, and it's not good for anybody to be like that. So they're the opposite of the narcissist, has a fair sense of being special and unique and important. And these people don't think they're special. They don't think they're unique. They don't think they can make a difference. They don't think they're important. But as we know, everyone can make a difference, and it's the united effort of everybody. They lack critical thinking, and so we don't want to be angry with these people, but we just want to say, well, could you back that up? Like, what document did you use to come to that conclusion? Could you share it with me or something like that? And these people have to stop thinking that their worth, their actual value, comes from performing perfectly, for obeying the law perfectly, for going along with the government perfectly, for following the social order perfectly, and that they will be rewarded. Because what they've done is sacrificed their own self, their own value as a human being, for the sake of some psychopath, narcissist, antisocial, or type of personality who is at the top of the pyramid, that sort of thing. So we want to go back to the Christ-like figure, person who sacrifices himself for the sake of others. His authority is based upon earned respect from others. He's a father or mother-like figure. He works for the benefit of all people, of the undertrodden. He raises the undertrodden up. He's a brave, or she's a brave person, and they're humble. And we want to be able for people to recognize the good shepherds. And if they're going to give their adoration, to give it instead to the good shepherds, the Christ-like figures, the leaders, the king-type people, the good king, rather than the ones who are a lot of them that are in power today.
And like you said, John, you and others have said, you got to get people who have a backbone to get into the politics, run for their council and stuff like this. I don't know if there are enough people like that to make good changes.
You change one person at a time. You change all people, get all people to realize their value and their worth, and that they can, they don't have to be afraid of making waves and of thinking. They don't have to be afraid. I wanted to thank you guys so much for having me on this show again. I love you guys, and I love your program, and we're certainly getting a lot of the truth out between us.
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to be a good listener, right?
Absolutely.
See, you've had the floor today, and we appreciate that, and that shows you that we are good listeners, and we like to have more of it like that, you know. Doesn't matter what kind of guest you on, the guests that are on the show, you know, you gotta make it right and do it right, and the truth gets out there eventually, little by little. Like you say, if you want change, everybody's gonna have to change themselves, you know. If you want change, it has to start with you. if you want to have peace in the world, peace must come from the heart, right?
Without being a wimp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. That's so, what we're trying to do on the show, is trying to get out the truth as best as we can. Hey, look, nobody's perfect, and, you know, I'd rather not be perfect, because at least we have something to strive for, and we're getting better and better all the time. And the better, more we do, the better we are, and the better, well-informed people are out there.
Absolutely.
So we're getting, coming up close to the show. We got a couple minutes left. And, so folks can check out Maria's YouTube channels over at Traders Beware, and also M from Canada One.
And I'm on Facebook now as well. I've got a public page there, Marcia Pavlis.
Okay. Now, has anyone else tried the TSU, social network? It's called TSU.co, and it's like a, kind of looks like Facebook, but it's not, it's different. And the difference is you show up in chronological order in your friend's newsfeed and vice versa, instead of, Facebook filtering out who you see. So it's a different alternative to Facebook. A lot of people have been switching over to it, and they actually pay you to post your stuff. And I have been there for a few months, and I've made a whopping 36 cents.
Hey, look, it's 36 cents more than you had before, right?
Well, with 260-something friends, I have more reach on TSU, on my own little inner circle, than I do on Facebook, with a reach of 40,000, including all the pages we're on. Probably around 40,000. With the 40,000 fans and followers, we have next to no reach. You might be able to reach 10 or 20 people if you post something on Facebook. Post something on TSU to your 260 friends, and you get a lot more traction. So, I don't know. Facebook is dead in you know, from what I can see. But it's a way to funnel your Facebook friends over to other social media platforms that aren't censoring you. That's all I would advocate. I know a lot of people are, you know, deleting and jumping off Facebook. I say leave it open and just funnel your friends over to the social media platform of your choice, because Facebook is just done with their censorship. So, I don't know. Sorry, I was on my TSU rant since you were getting out your face.
That's okay. Since we're making little rants, I think that's a great idea. I haven't tried that one out yet. Just wanted to mention that I am trying to raise money right now through
the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law,
not thanks the law everybody of the jungle, for coming,
peace governs out. The conduct.
Thanks
of
a lot.
You're
thanks
welcome.
A lot, guys.
When we are successful, and we will be.
Truth Frequency Radio is your number one source for news and information without the hate, hype, and fear. We are proud to bring you cutting-edge programs like The Kev Baker Show,
The Christopher Everard Show,
The Freedom Link with Joe Joseph,
Truth Frequency with Chris and Shuri Geo,
Red Pill Reports
with J.D. Moore,
X-Squared with Brooks Agnew,
Down the Rabbit Hole with Popeye,
Freaky Friday
with The Woo Crew,
Waking Up the Masses
with Robert Bruce,
Phoenix Rising Radio,
and dozens more.
Did you know you can listen from any computer, mobile device, or from any telephone by dialing 832-225-5308.
Or call into your favorite show toll-free at 866-37-TRUTH.
Uncensored talk and news you won't hear in the mainstream media.
24 hours a day.
Truth Frequency Radio. Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Truth Frequency Radio.